Canada says no dice to BHP Billiton, no potash for you.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics around the world and how it affects the United States. It's certainly not the world's most glamorous product, but the fertilizer potash has been one of the most sought-after resources in the business world. And today, a blow to the world's biggest mining company in its quest to grab a key part of the potash market. The Canadian government has blocked BHP Billiton's $40 billion takeover bid of the Canadian company Potash Corporation. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London to explain the news and to explain the potash industry. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
Why has this mining company been rebuffed by the Canadian government?
The bid touched a raw nerve in Canada. The Potash Corporation, based in Saskatchewan, accounts for about 30% of the world supply of potash. As you say, a fertilizer, it's comprised of salts that are dug out of the ground. In a world which will have to grow a lot more food, this is considered a vital strategic resource for Canada. Max King of Investec Asset Management says Canada's Conservative government had to face the fact that there's a lot of hostility in Saskatchewan to this foreign takeover.
You can't ignore the politics in situations like this, and Saskatchewan has quite a number of Conservative MPs who were fearful of losing their seats if this bid wasn't blocked. And in the real world, a lot of these decisions are based on politics.
And another reason for the hostility in Canada, there's been a number of foreign takeovers in recent years which have led to big job losses.
Now, we've been hearing about this for months, Stephen. Is the deal dead?
No, this is an interim decision. BHP has got 30 days to respond. It could come up with a revised offer with job guarantees, for example. This is not an easy decision for the Canadian government. On the one hand, it doesn't want to upset the voters, but it doesn't want to upset foreign investors either. It needs foreign investment.
All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reporting from London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
The Australian airline Qantas grounded its entire fleet of Airbus A380s. That's after a flight to Sydney made an emergency landing after an engine ripped off. The airline owns six of the new Airbus jumbo jets. From Sydney, the BBC's Phil Mercer reports on questions the incident raises about the future of the A380.
Passenger Christopher Lee was on board flight QF32 when it lost an engine en route to Sydney.
There was an explosion. There was a loud bang followed by another one and a rattling of the cabin.
This isn't the first problem with Airbus's two-story jumbo jet. Fuel and computer glitches have grounded several Airbus A380s belonging to Qantas before. The A380 is Airbus's most important plane project in years. Airbus engine maker Rolls-Royce and Qantas say they're jointly investigating the incident. As a precaution, Qantas chief executive Alan Joyce says the fleet will be grounded.
We would suspend those A380 services until we are completely confident that Qantas safe requirements have been met.
It's unusual for airlines to ground an entire fleet of planes, which highlights the seriousness of the incident. No American carrier flies the plane. In Sydney, I'm the BBC's Phil Mercer for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global stocks are much higher today following the Federal Reserve's announcement that it's going to start pumping hundreds of billions of dollars into U.S. Treasury bonds. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 26 points to close at 11,215.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio. By the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information available at newsstands every Saturday. And by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
China started conducting its census this week, and economists are interested in how many properties sit empty. It's a problem in the northwest city of Ordos in Inner Mongolia province, where parts of the city are completely vacant. Because of its geographic blessings, Ordos has the highest per capita GDP in China, and that's led to a couple of theories about all the empty houses. Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
This is the soundtrack to Ordos. There's so much construction here, you feel out of place without a hard hat. Fueling it is a wealth of coal and natural gas underneath this region. Above ground, they're celebrating. A fireworks display signals another place open for business. But what happens when you build a city and nobody comes? That's the dilemma behind Kangbashir, an entirely new city being built by the government of Ordos to house 300,000 people. 90% of the homes here are empty. The international press has called it a ghost town. But architect Mike Tunkey, who has worked on projects in the city, is optimistic for a couple of reasons.
The first is they have wealth, so they have the resources to make some changes. And the second is that there will be people in the Northwest who would be looking for a city like that if it offers them opportunities which, you know, are better than what they have.
China is in the early stages of the biggest rural to urban migration the world has ever seen. This northwestern region of the country lacks a strong economic center. With all its revenue, Ordos is making a calculated risk to fill that gap, says Tunkey. Economist Ting Lu agrees. He says as long as China needs fossil fuels, this region will be okay. But there is a potential problem on the horizon.
In many other parts of China, or in the other parts of the world, resource-rich regions, a big problem for them is outflow of capital.
So Ordos is investing billions of dollars on itself instead of letting that money migrate elsewhere. But what about the 250,000 empty homes in the new city just waiting for people to move in? Ting admits Ordos probably went too far with some of its development. Even so, when you're the main coal supplier for a country as vast as China, you've got more than enough money to cover yourself. Reporting from Ordos, Inner Mongolia, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Hey, check out Rob's photos of Inner Mongolia at our website, marketplace.org. Finally, there are quite a few homes that sit empty in the outback of Australia, in the farm town of Trundle. The area was hammered for years by drought. A lot of farms suffered and families moved away. Now, with crop yields recovering, town leaders are offering those vacant homes to anyone wanting to move in for $1 a week in rent. One teacher in Trundle joked that students were excited at the prospect of new residents. They can hang out with other kids, she says, and not just their cousins. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Just try convincing the people of your city you've got to downsize to survive. Detroit Mayor Dave Bing knows it won't be easy.
You've had maybe three or four generations of a family living in a particular neighborhood, and the last thing that they want to do is move.
I'm Bob Moon, the Motor City's Shrinking Pains. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.